Sai nome nam. Right, a Zayin Omer Aleph holding. Just got finished what the Yisoy that you can't do two chumras or two kulas with a stira lahadodi. In the case of a shedra here, where if you hold it's a treifa by taking out two bones, so you can't say or have a tumas semes if you take out two bones. That's a stira. So tomorrow, right in the middle, avul heichod leisasri hadodi avdinim. But where there's no stira lahadodi, then the loch rizhi could do like two chumras. That's mutter. And that's the pshat by our mother. We did two chumras because they're not totally zebezer. For the Gemara, is that true? The heichod the sasri adodi lo yavdinon. But when there's a stira of the two chumras together, you can't be noig both chumras. Is that true? Most of Rav Mesharshia, ma'is of Rav Akiva. There was a ma'is of Rav Akiva. Shelikot esrig. He took off an esrig off the tree. B'yechod b'shvat. It was taken off on Rosh Chodesh Shvat. V'noig boy beis yisurin. And he was noig two isurin on it. Now this is talking about Rosh Chodesh Shvat at the end of the second year, the beginning of the third year. So the shaila is by a tree. When is called the Rosh Hashanah of the tree to be called considered the third year starts? And memela the third year of Shemitah, you only give Meiser Oni, you don't give Meiser Sheni. The locher is the first 2 years. You give Maisa Rishon and Maisa Sheni. The third year, you only give Maisa Rishon and Maisa Oni. So the Shiloh, the Peris, they're picked off. On Rosh Chodesh Shvat, what din does it have? Does it still have a din of the second year? You have to give Maisa Oni, or Maisa Sheni, or does it have a loch of the third year ready that you have to give Maisa Oni? So he was noig both Chumris. So kids, the Shlik has a Becha B'Shvat, but noig by Bezi Surin. Echot Kedivrei Beishamai, the Havamin was one like Beishamai, the Beishamai holds that Rosh Chodesh Shvat, that's considered the Rosh Hashanah for the Ilonus, and the Mela is considered the third year. So since you picked off this Esrig on the third year, it's Noyeg Maiseroni and not Maisesheni. But the Echot Kedivrei Beisilu, he also took off Maisesheni to be Noyeg Beisilu Shita, the Beisilu Shita is Tesvov Beishvat is Rosh Hashanah. But up until Tezvav Bishvat, it's still considered the second year. So mainly he was noig both Isurin with this Esri. So Chutz Astira, how could Monashach? If it's the second year, it's not the third year. If it's the third year, it's not the second year. How could you be noig both Chumras? And for the Gemara, the Pshat is Rabbi Akiva Gomrei Yestapiglei. Rabbi Akiva was Mesupik in the Alocha. What does Beis Hillel hold like? For Lo Yoda, he wasn't sure what Beis Hillel Shita was. Not the Pshat he's doing like Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Avada we paskin like Beis Hillel. But he was Mesupik, what does Beis Hillel hold? E Beis Hillel b'yechud b'shvat omer. Does Beis Hillel also hold that on Rosh Chodesh Shvat, that's considered the beginning of the new year for Ilonis? So Melo, this is the beginning of the third year. So they picked off the Paris on Rosh Chodesh Shvat, you only take off Meiser Oni and not Meiser Sheni. Oy b'chameiser b'shvat omer. No, maybe Beis Hillel holds at the 15th day on Shvat. That's called the Rosh Hashanah. So the first day of Shvat is still considered the end of the second year. You have to take off Meiser Sheni. So Melo, that's why he did two chumras. B'shvat omer. The Ovad Hochi Lechumra Vach Lechumra. Mele Rabbi Kiva did both ways Lechumra because the Pshat was, he was Mesupik, what's Pshat in Beis Hillel? But Avadi, he wouldn't stop take the Chumra of Beis Hillel and the Chumra of Beis Shammai because the two Chumras are still Ladodi. But here the Pshat was, Rabbi Kiva was Mesupik, what Alocha was. So Mele, he took off Zai Maisa Sheni and Zai Maisa Roni. So Tzvor speaks out, there's also Bissel Shveh, he should be Mevayer, what Alocha is though. And now you have a chumri, you shouldn't just do chumris. You have to mevayir what the loch was. So the divorce says he was mevayir, and nobody knew. It was like a sveikad dina. Nobody knew what Beis Hillel Shita was. So in such a case, you could be noig both chumris. But avadim mitchila, even though you don't know what the loch is, it's exil to be noig stam chumris. You're supposed to go and find out what the loch is. Because here, Rabbi Kiva couldn't find out the lochem. Mele was mesupik and din, he took off both Maiser Sheni and Maiser Oni. Yosef Rabbi Yosef Kaimid Rav Huna. Rabbi Yosef was sitting in front of Rav Huna. The Yosef will come, he said over. Omar Rabbi Yehuda Omar Rav said, Machlekes we had before by the Tanakhama and Hananya, that you have this movi that's mefulish to Rishus Rabbim. Do you have to have a Delis on one side, or it's enough to have a Tzuras HaPesach on one side? The Tanakhama said it's enough to have a Tzuras HaPesach, and Hananya said no, according to Beis Hillel, you have to have a Delis on one side. So he said, where is that Machlekes? Machlekes v'sartya mikan, v'sartya mikan. Sartya means a Rishus HaRabim, where you have a movi, a side street, and both entrances to the movi is to a Rishus HaRabim. Like we said before, any cross street, like Gardner Street, going down, one side opens up to Beverly, the other side opens up to Melrose, on the side of both Rishus HaRabims. That's called a movi, that's mefulish to a Rishus HaRabim, that both sides open up to a real Rishus HaRabim. Hu adin opaltio mikan, opaltio mikan. Hey, sartya usually means a highway, that's a Rishus HaRabim, and paltio means the main meeting place, in the middle of the city, where they used to have the market there. Where there you had a rabim doing things there, so that was called Rishus HaRabim. So you have a paltio mikan, a paltio mikan. Avol, let's say, sartya mikan, on one side the movi opens up into Rishus HaRabim, true. Abobika mikan, on the other side the movi doesn't open up to Rishus HaRabim. It only opens up to a bika. A bika means an open field, not a Rishus HaRabim. Oi bika mikan, a bika mikan, or else you have a movi, an alleyway, that both sides open up, but not to Rishus HaRabim. They open up again to a bika, to a wide open place. That's a karmelis. Then the lochris everybody holds. Then everybody holds. All you need is a tzuras apesach on one side. Now this is the case of a movi mafulish. The movi is opened on both sides, so it's not enough just with a lechi or kaira, because the other side is open. So you have to put a tzuras apesach on one side, but that's all. Here nobody holds you need a delis. As you only need a delis where both sides of the movi opens up to a Rishus HaRabim. But only one side opens up to Rishus HaRabim, then everybody holds the Tzuras HaPesach is enough. For the Gemara, Hashda Sartya Mikan, Maduch, you said that when you have it open up one side to the Rishus HaRabim, Obiko Mikan, the other side of the movi of the alleyway just opens up to an wide open place, to a Biko. Still you say, Oitzaloy Tzuras HaPesach Mikan, V'lechi V'kari Mikan, it's enough to make a Tzuras HaPesach on one side and a kaira on the other side. That's all. Hey, since both sides don't open up to Rishus HaRabim, even Chanan Yizmaskim, you don't need a delis. It's enough for Tzuras HaPesach. So why do you have to say the second case for? You say, Bika Mikan or Bika Mikan. You said, then you have this movi that opens up, one side opens up to a wide open park, and the other side opens up to an open place. Is mi boy? Pshita that all you need is a Tzuras HaPesach. Avadi you won't need a delis. Hey, Zmadich, where you have a Rishus HaRabim on one side, you're saying since the other side is not a Rishus HaRabim, you don't need a delis, so Avada, where both sides open up just to a Bikur, not to a Rishus HaRabim, Pshita, you won't have to have a delis. So the Marnech Nami Hochi Koma, this is what the Braisa means to say. Sartya Mikan or Bikur Mikan. If one side of the alley, one side of the Bik of the Movi opens up into a Rishus HaRabim, or Bikur Mikan, the other side, not a Rishus HaRabim, it's just an open park, an open place. Is the halacha nase? It's made as if kebiko mikan or kebiko mikan. It has the same halacha as a movi mafulish. A movi open up on both sides. Stam that both sides are not open to Rishus HaRabim. The stam open to another side street. That's all. Yeah. So that's the halacha. That when does Chananya say need a delis? Only when both sides of the movi open up to Rishus HaRabim. But where one side is not to Rishus HaRabim, you do not have to have. You do not have to have a delis. About it's enough a tzuras HaPesach. You know, like picture the bottom page 67, the bottom picture on page 11. So you have the movi in between, and on top is only a bika, and the bottom is a Rishus HaRabim. So in such a case, all you have to have is just a tzuras HaPesach near the opening to the Rishus HaRabim on the bottom, and on top all you have to have is just a lechi. So Drashi, Sartya Paltya, Shteyem Rishus HaRabim Kedamini Matias HaShabbos. Ezer Rishus HaRabim, what's considered a real Rishus HaRabim? Sartya Paltya, that was the Gemara. Sartya, what does that mean? Derech Hiluch B'nai Yodim. That's like the main highway that the Rabim used that street. Paltya, that means Rochov, a wide street. A Rochov L'Shvokim, that L'Shvokim usually means there it's like a marketplace. Everybody gets together to meet there. Now, the Heichod is Shnei Roshin, Mifuloshin Rishus HaRabim, when the two ends of the Movi open up to Rishus HaRabim, who the Polak Chananya B'yom HaBoy Delis? That's where Chananya says you have to have a Delis, a door. Mashenkein Bika, all you have is just a Karmelis, then everybody's masking, all you have to have is Tzuras HaPesach, and not more. And that's where we paskin, that all you have to have is just a Tzuras HaPesach, and not more. The only time you need a Delis is only where both sides are opened up to Rishus HaRabim. Now when Rabbi Yosef was sitting and saying over this halacha, he ended off like this, Rabbi Yosef. Umesayim bo mishmei de Rabbi Yehuda, that he heard over the name of Rabbi Yehuda, a din like this. Im hoyu movi kol ol rochbo, if the movi opens up into a rochbo is like a backyard. Here on page 12, picture, the top picture, 68. If you have the movi that opens up into rochbo, a rochbo is the opposite of a chotzer. A chotzer is usually considered in front of the house, you have a chotzer. In back of the house, it's called a rochbo. It's the same type of a thing. But you have this movi that opens up into a rochbo. Yeah. That did, movi, im hoya movi, kol ol rochbo, the movi opens up into a backyard, ein tzarachlum. No, you don't have to have any tikkun at all on the end of the movi that opens up into the rochba. It blives like a regular movi sosim, that all you have to have is just a lechi at the entrance. That's all, like the picture has. A lechi, that's all. Nothing else. That even though on the other side of the chur, the movi is wide open, it should be like a movi mafulish, that you should have to have a tzuras ha-pesach, we say no. Since it's opened up into another reshus ha-yachid, that the rochba has the same reshus ha-yachid to it, so you don't have to have anything at the entrance to the rochba. That was Rabbi Yehuda's halacha. Ain't tzarach klum. Omalei Abaye, Abaye said to him, you should know, Omalei Abaye, Rabbi Yosef, hod the Rabbi Yehuda de Shmuel hi. That you're saying over the name of Rabbi Yehuda, this halacha, it's not stam Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rav, because Rabbi Yehuda was a Talmud from Rav and from Shmuel. So he could have said over from either one of them. So Abaye is saying, you should know for sure it was Shmuel. And we'll soon see why it can't be Rav. Rav it can't be. And let's see Rashi on this part. Rashi. Rochba, the Trashi, yeah, Rochba, or before that, the first line, the first one of the wide lines, the middle. Yeah, Messiah Bo, Rabbi Yosef Mishmeid, Rabbi Yehuda, Stomi, just ended off Stam, the name of Rabbi Yehuda. Vule Pirish, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, and me Kibul, Hai Sim. He didn't say who he heard the Lacha from. The Imhoya Seif HaMovi Azem, a foolish Rosh Hashirabin. One side was open to Rishos Rabin. Kolol Rochba, the other side of the Movi, opened up into Rochba, into a backyard. But Derech HaRochba, how you are Movi, a foolish. Shenifrat Kaitzler Rochba, Shekneglu Rishos Rabin. We're also talking about, like this picture has, the other side of the Rochba, straight down, is also a paritz on the wall that is opened up to Rishos Rabin. That's the case we're talking about also. That the other end of the Movi, which opens up into the Rochba, the other wall also has an opening to the Rishos Rabin. And even in such a case, still we say, the entrance to the Movi near the Rochba doesn't need anything. So Rashi writer, Rochba Rashi Hekev Chotzer Shachurei Batim. This is like a chotzer, a backyard, but in the back of the house, not in front. Covered Rochba. Mokefes Arba Mechitzas. Usually Rochba means a backyard. It has four walls around it. Is Ein Tzar Klum. Lesakein Oysa Psicho Shel Tzad HaRochava. Again, the opening of the Movi that comes into the Rechava does not need any tikkun at all. Even though it's wide open here, it doesn't need any tikkun. Only the other side of the Movi that's opened up to Rishos Rabim, that's like a regular Movi sosim, that you have to have a lechi, like the picture has there, a lechi you have to have on this side. Sarach lechi aykoira, keteiris Movi sosim, like a regular Movi sosim. But the nifrit saw nami rochba kineged pirtzas hamovi bekoisel shekneglu rishus rabim also lashminim. Havada, we're talking about the chiddush, like we're saying, the other side that's open to the rochba, the other wall of the rochba also has a pirtza, also has a hole coming into the rishus rabim. That's also part of the chiddush. We are mafuloshim de liel koi. It's going back to the case of the movi mafulosh before. But that's why we're talking about, really, this should be a Movi Mefulish. Because one side, the real side of the Movi, is open to Rishos Rabim, and the other side, you go into the Rochba, but you could walk straight out to Rishos Rabim. So really, this should be called a Movi Mefulish. That's why the Gemara brings down this case right after the Gemara before. That's the Rashi's comment to Bavon. There has to be a case of Mefulish here. So the Chiddush is, this is not called Mefulish. This is called only opened up into the Rochba, and since the Rochba is the Rishos HaYochid, you don't have to have any tikkun here. But that's all part of the Chiddush. Don't say that since it's open straight to Rishos HaRabim, it's called Movi Mefulish. No, here it's different. Here the Rochba makes it like it's a Rishos HaYochid, as if there's a fourth wall to the Movi, and there's only one side open by the Movi's Rishos HaRabim, just the Lechi, that's all. So Drashi, Diba Rochba Stuma Lagamri. Because if the Rochba is mamish closed on all three sides of the Rochba, this last fence on the right side is closed, Lagamri Pshita? I was like, what's the Chiddush here, Pshita? So a Stima Mal Yasehi, it's a good Stima. So I was like, what's the Chiddush? So Zayin Zog B'Kitzer, that's the pshat here. Now that's what we're talking about now, that this Mavi is opened up into Rochba, and the Rochba is porous to the Rishus Rabin. Still, Rav Yehuda said, all you need to masakin this Mavi is just a lechi at the entrance of the Mavi, and the side of the Mavi opens the Rochba. The Rochba, you don't need anything. Now we'll soon see later why the Loch is like that. So to more about it. Omalai Abai, the Rav Yosef now, hold the Rav Yehuda the Shmuli. That's what you're telling me, this halacha, it has to be Shmuel's halacha. Need the Rav, because if you can tell me this was the name of Rav, Rav is the one that said his din, is Kashya the Rav or the Rav? Betarti. I'm going to have a stira on Rav, Betarti, as two halachas, is going to be stira ladodi. What's the stira? Tio ma Rav Yirmiyo, bar Abba. O ma Rav, he said over the name of Rav, that mo vuyishe nifras bimaluye lechotzer. A mavoi that was open completely to the chotzer. So come out the exact same picture as before, but instead of being open to a rochba again is the backyard, it was open to the chotzer, to a front yard. Come out the exact same picture. Just instead of being a rochba, it has a chotzer. There's an afkamina between a rochba and a chotzer. A rochba was saying is the backyard, people don't live there, people don't use it. There's no dior in there, people don't use it really. And a chotzer, the front yard, people walk into the chotzer. People come in the house, into the chotzer. A chotzer has a diurin. It's called people walk through it. So it's a more chomadika like a chotzer. The real picture is picture 71. The bottom of the page, that's the picture, the same picture that's here that has a shame chotzer to it. There's a movi opening up into a chotzer. This is Rav Talocha. I'm a Rav. Movi she nifrats be meluya lechotzer. Oh, that's the wrong picture. That should be the same picture up here, which Meluya means the entrance here. The Mavi comes to the Rechava, is mamish open wide. There's no side of the wall left over. That's called Bimaluya. So Mavi, Shenifras Bimaluya Lechotzer, where the Mavi opened up to the Chotzer. It was completely open. There was no side walls at all left over to the Mavi. Venifras Chotzer. And also now the chotzer at the other side, the right wall, also has a pirtza to the Rishus Rabim, is alocha muteris. You're allowed to carry inside the chotzer, abo movi yotzer. Unifat chotzer kinegdoi is alocha chotzer muteris. The chotzer itself is muter to carry in. Hey, look at the top picture. Forget about the word rechov. Let's say it's a chotzer. So the chotzer itself still has like four walls around it. Because on the right side that has the pirtza to Rishus Rabim, since it's less than 10 amas, or exactly 10 amas, it's called the Pesach, it's still mutter. Who are in the entrance to the Movi coming into the Chotzer also has a Shem Pesach. So about both pirtzas have a Shem Pesach, Lamaitse, there are still four walls in the Chotzer, the Chotzer Vadi is still not a carrion. That's Rav also holds. But Rav says, Umovi Yosser, you should know in this Movi, since it's open completely into the Chotzer, you're not allowed to carry in the Movi. That was Rav's halacha. Now the kasher is via mai. Why is it osur lehevei kamovui shekolah lerochba? It should be the same aloch like we just said before. Let it be the same way that a movui that opens up into rochba. Rabbi Yehuda just got finished saying it's muteres. You don't have to make any tikkun with a movui opens up into the rochba. So how come Rav says when it opens up into the chotzer, you do have to have a tikkun? What's the chiluk of rochba and a chotzer? So Chitzek Raya, that Rav is not the one that said the din before. It had to be Shmuel was the one that said the din before. Benachlam, according to Rav, will be different. Let's see Rashi now. Rashi b'maluya. Koisel em tsoyi al pnei kule. There's the third wall of the Movi. That the other side of the Movi, the right side of the Movi, is open completely into the Chotzer. V'nifritz ha-chotzer k'negdoi. V'pes v'pochus mi'eser. Now on the right side of the chotzer, the wall also has the pirtza. But abi, it's only 10 amas, not more. Still, it's called a Pesach. Is alocha chotzer muteris. Inside the chotzer, v'adi yalara carry. Till the day lehevi b'mluya. Because in the chotzer itself, you stand inside the chotzer, there are walls all around it. There's no opening completely. Like both sides of the pirtza, there's a piece of wall left over. Gifufa means a piece of the wall still there. So on both sides of the pirtza, let's say, look in the chotzer, in the top picture of the rochbon, the chotzer, where you have a pirtza opening here, but both sides of the opening still has a wall on both sides. So therefore, the opening is called a pesach, and the mechitza still has a shame mechitza to it. Lefikach legavadi day, psachim ninu, v'layasri yaloh. The gate to being inside this chotzer, all the openings are just called psochim, a pesach opening up, and a pesach doesn't passel a mechitza, albeit less than, or not more than 10 amas. Now, either B'nai Movi now could walk straight into the Chotzer. So why doesn't the people in the Movi ask the B'nai Chotzer? So, Shane Movi Oisu Al Chatzer Sapsuchim Loi. That's halacha. We'll see later on more in the Masechta about this, in Prok, and later on, that the Movi doesn't ask her into a Chotzer. Even though the Drisas are regal, the people from the Movi are allowed to walk straight into the Chotzer, they don't ask her on the Chotzer. Abu Chatzeros Mashenke, the people in the Chotzer, Oisrim the Movi. They ask that the people in the Movi now cannot carry out in the Movi. Sherei Drisas Raglehem Olov. Because the people from the Chotzer have a right to walk out to the Movi, to walk out to Rishus HaRabim. Rishus HaRabim Nami Loi Osir Olo. What about the Rishus HaRabim all the way on the right side? Why doesn't Rishus HaRabim answer into the Chotzer? The Chotzer Absuach like a Pesachu. It doesn't answer either. Even though the door is open to the Rishus HaRabim, but since it's called the Pesach, still to a Chotzer it's Mutter. The kasher is, we had before, on the Gemara before, that we have a rabbin, Darcy Bay, a rabbin going through a mechitza, breaks the mechitza. So the Mefarshim said it's only by a movi. By a chotzer, you don't say the halacha. By a chotzer has a different halacha. That as long as the pirtza is not more than 10 amis, it's called the Pesach, and even though you have the right for the Rishus HaRabim to walk into the Chotzer, it doesn't break the Mechitza. The Mechitza is called the good Mechitza, the Shreit Mechitza, and the Chotzer has four Mechitzas around it. That's the Loch of the Chotzer. What about the Movi now? Zotrav, O Movi Yosser. In the Movi now, you're not allowed to carry just with this Lechi alone. This Lechi alone is not matter the Movi. The Chur will have to make a Tzuras of Pesach on the other side. Why? O Movi Yosser. Now, Kosalka Daitach, the Havimin is like this. Since it says the case is that right opposite the Movi into the Chotzer on the right side, there's a break in the wall that opens up to Rishus HaRabim. The Avamina is the reason why it's awesome, because the Maisa, it looks like a Movi Mefulish. If you're standing in the Movi, you look both ways, it looks open. It looks open to the left, it looks open to the right, even though it's going into the Chotzer, but straight across in the Chotzer, there's an opening in that right wall. So it looks straight through. So if you stand in the Movi, it looks Mamish Mefulish. So that's the Havamina why it's also. Mishum the Mechse ka Movi Mefulish. It's not the pshat is because it's opened up into the chotzer, and we're saying it's svara, a chotzer has the urim. People live in the chotzer, and male, the fact that people live there when they walk from the chotzer into the movi, after the urine of the chotzer, after the movi. That's not pshat here. So the only reason why Rav says it's osur is because it looks like a movi mefulish. Now, for Rabbi Yehuda, now the theory is like this. Rabbi Yehuda before said halacha, we did not get rochba. Rabbi Yehuda said you should know only if the case is like the top picture, where the movi opened up into rochba. Now what's the difference between a rochba and a chotzer? How can Rabbi Yehuda only said a rochba, which is the backyard, and not a chotzer, the front yard? What's the difference? Ashminon, the mishum mefulish lo mitzer. He wants to tell you if I catch from this far now. Even though it's opened up into rochba, and on the right side of the rochba there's a pirtza that looks like the Rishus HaRabim, still Rabbi Yehuda said it's mutter. So you see, when you're standing in the Movi, it looks like a Movi Mefulish open on both sides. Rabbi Yehuda holds not like that. It's not called Mefulish. Even though on the right side opens up into the Rochbo, and there's a crack through on that right wall, so it looks like a Movi Mefulish, still Rabbi Yehuda said it's mutter. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda does not hold this Svaro, it looks like a Movi Mefulish. Over Rochbo, now why did Rabbi Yehuda Davka pick to say by a Rochbo it's mutter? Why didn't he say a Chotzer? In the rochba, in the backyard, the people don't use it so much. It's not cold like people are living there. The list is there, olay. Today that you say that the urine, the fact that people live there, when they walk through into the movi, they should ask her on the movi. That was Rabbi Yehuda's svarim. Avoli have called a chotzer. Mashma according to Rabbi Yehuda. But if it would have been opened up into a chotzer, not the same picture, but instead of being a rochba, it'll be a chotzer here, then also olay. Mashma according to Rabbi Yehuda, the chotzer would ask her on the bnei movi. Why? Because since the chotzer has the same urine, it's like people live there. So you have the drisa seregel. We'll see these swars more in the mesechta. But a drisa seregel, people have a right to walk there, and they walk out of the house. That's called they use it a lot. So they use it a lot when they walk through into the movi. They ask around the name movi. So this is Rabbi Yehuda's swar before. Now since Rav says here, the Haviminer is. The reason why Rav says this chotzer is osur only because it was a mefulish. That's why it's osur. Mashmav not for mefulish, it'd be mutter. Either b'nei chotzer walk into the movui, let the b'nei chotzer ask for the movui. So you see, Rav dinged on both those two svaris. Rav holds Bnei Chotzer do not answer the Movi. Rav Yehuda before says Mashma, he only was matter by a Rechavim. Mashma because it has no Diurin. Mashenka, if it would have been a Chotzer, since people live in the Chotzer, that's the main entrance to walk in and walk out of the house. So when they walk into the Movi, they would answer the Movi. So that's one Machlokes Rav Yehuda and Rav. And another Machlokes Rav Yehuda and Rav would be that Rav is Mashma, why is it Osir? The fact it's open to the Chotzer only because it looks like a Movi Mefulish. It looks like it's open to the Rishus Rabim on both sides, on the right side. Now Rav Yehuda says, well, not like that. Because Rav Yehuda says, even though it's opened up into the Rechava, and the Rechava is open to the Rishus Rabim, still it's Mutter. If you're going to tell me the Svar is, it looks like a Movi Mefulish, it should be awesome. So because you can't say Rav Yehuda said over the name of Rav, because then there'll be a stir in both halachis. So you have to say Rav Yehuda said the din over Aliba de Shmuel. So in a klam, it's a machloike Shmuel and Rav. Because that's what the Gemara is saying. So the Gemara, so again, so talk again. Modid the Rav, because if this din Rav Yehuda would be a name of Rav, you should know Kasha the Rav by the Rav Batarati. I'd have a stir on Rav on two svaris. The Yomer Rav Yimir Barab, Omer Rav. Because it says over the name of Rav, Movi Shenifras Bimluya L'Chotzer. If the Movi was opened up into a Chotzer. So this is one different than Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda before was talking about Afki Rechava, and now Rav is talking about a Chotzer. And Vaita Venifras Chotzer Kenegdoi. So the Havamina is, this is the Iker reason why he says it's awesome. Because on the other side of the Chotzer, that wall has a breakthrough. So Mel is standing in the Movi, it looks like a Movi Mefulish, it looks open both ways. Is Chotzer Muteris or Movi Yosser? And the Movi is Osir. So half a minute is, why is the Movi Osir? Because it looks like a Movi Mefulish. So Abizoy, it's a Kasha on Rabbi Yehuda. Before Rabbi Yehuda, it says not like that. Even though the Movi was opened up into the Rechava, and the Rechava was Poritz, a breakthrough to the Rishus Rabbim, still we said it was Mutter. Let's look in the Movi as if it's a Movi Mefulish. We say, no, it doesn't look like a Movi Mefulish. And as far as Poshit, because when you come out of the Movi into the Rechava, you see there's a big right side and a big left side. There are places to move. You see a Rechava. So it doesn't look like Imam is going straight into Rishus Rabbim. When you come out of the Movi, it looks like you're going into Rechava. So that's why it doesn't look like a Movi Mefulish. That was Rav Yehuda's Svarim. But Rav says not like that. So the Gemara of Yamai, so it's a kasha, Levi Kamavish called the Rechava, and let it be Mutter. But if Rav Svar White's Osir is only because it looks like a Movi Mefulish, Rav Yehuda said not like that. Rav Yehuda said that when the Movi opens up into Rechava, it's Mutter. And we don't look as if it's Mefulish to Rishus Rabin. Because when you walk from the Movi into Rechava, you see it's a new Rishus to Rechava. It's a nice big Rishus Yachid here. One wall is open to Rishus Rabin. That's a Pesach. It's not called a Movi Mefulish. So his Chutz Raya of Yehuda can't be like Rav. He has to go according to Shmuel. Omale, Rav Yosef answered back, Ano lo yadana. I don't know what you're talking about, like, Rashi, Ano yadana Rashi miman gormer. I'm not sure. I heard the name of Rav Yehuda's Tam. I'm not sure who Rav Yehuda's heard it from. In other words, he's not masking to this Kasha. It could be heard over the name of Rav. It could be heard over the name of Shmuel. No uvde heve bedura derusa. There was a maisa that happened, Bedura Derusa, Sadrashi Kfar Royim. That's a Kfar, Hicktown. Shh. Anshul, maybe you can learn inside, maybe. Anshul, maybe you can learn inside. Bedura Derusa, yeah, Kfar Royim, Shekola Larochba. Yeah, so the maisa was a non layadan uv the heavy, Bedura Derusa. There was a maisa that happened, Bedura Derusa. There was a name of a place. That Movi, the case it was a Movi Shekola L'Rochba. It was a Movi that opened up into the Rechava, into the Rochba, the top picture still, our first case, heavy. V'yos l'kaimi de Rav Yehuda, and it came in front of Rav Yehuda, v'loi atzrechei v'loi midi. And he didn't need anything. Another Rav Yehuda holds like this halacha, that even though the Movi was open straight into the Rechava, still, there was a lechi at the beginning of the Movi, the other side of the Movi that opens up into the Rechava, doesn't need anything. Now Rav Yosef said, V'kasher mishmei derav, devi mishrei de Shmuel. Hey, so he was masking to him. I don't know who I heard it from. I just know that's what Rav Yehuda said. If you're telling me it can't go according to Rav, I'm asking to you, good, let it go according to Shmuel. Because I'm not mechulak on you. I don't know who I heard it from. So if you're telling me it can't be like Rav, good, I'll go like Shmuel. So at the Gemara, but the Yemes says, name. The Yemes is not shver at all. The Yemes says at the Gemara, v'loi kasher midi. Nothing is shver. Both members are the name of Rav. And there's no steer of Rav and Rav. I'll tell you like this. Hashtu the Yom Malera Sheshis. The Rav Shmuel Barabba, the Yamri Leil, the Rav Yosef Barabba, Asav Rilecho. I'll tell you chilek between a rechava and a chotzer. Asav lecho, kan she'irvu, kan she'lo irvu. Tell you the chilek. When you say the movi opened up into a chotzer, there's an afkaminer if the chotzer made an erev with the movi, that they're allowed to carry from the chotzer into the movi. Echatz an afkaminer.